It is pro basketball's greatest rivalry, although you wouldn't know it talking to most of the current Boston Celtics and Los Angeles Lakers. But it seems everyone else is making a big deal about the two storied franchises that face off in the NBA Finals tonight in L.A. It will be the 12th time the two have played for the championship. The Celtics own a whopping 9-2 advantage. The latest Boston win in the finals came just 2 years ago. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
So let's talk about the Celtics' 2008 victory over the Lakers, which is still fresh in the minds of NBA fans. Has it pumped up the atmosphere quite a bit this year?
Absolutely. 2 years ago, it had been 21 years since their last finals meeting. And you saw a lot of archival footage from the 60s, then the 1980s. But now, these current players have a live rivalry to play off of. Essentially, it's the same cast of characters playing for the second time in 3 years. Boston's triumph is fresh. And especially humiliating for LA was the 39-point loss in the final game of the 08 series. So while the Lakers are the defending NBA champions, they're also the team that wants revenge.
But as I mentioned just now, it seems like the guys currently wearing the uniforms aren't exactly getting into the spirit of things.
They're not really. Some players have said they don't really care about past history. Boston forward Kevin Garnett said, it's not a personal thing. They're a great team. We're a great team. We're both trying to get to the same goal. Lakers star Kobe Bryant has been particularly crabby when it comes to talk of the rivalry. After LA advanced to the finals a few days ago, Bryant was asked if he had a score to settle with the arch-rival Celtics, and here's his answer.
I didn't give a damn who we played. Didn't matter to me.
Now, it should be noted, though, Renee, that he has said in the past that when he lived in Italy as a young boy, he loved watching the Lakers versus Celtics in the 1980s when they played in the finals 3 times in 4 years. So somewhere inside, you got to think Bryant's getting a little bit of an extra adrenaline rush.
So how is the series likely to play out?
Well, there are compelling arguments for either team winning, and that's what makes this series great going in. The Lakers, if they get Bryant to continue playing brilliantly, which he has in the playoffs, that'll help a lot, but he needs a lot of help from his teammates on offense and defense. And then also the Celtics will win if they keep playing championship-level defense, as they've been doing throughout the playoffs, and if their spectacular guard Rajon Rondo, who's the breakout star of this postseason, can keep pushing the tempo, finding openings to drive to the basket to either score or make his fantastic passes to open teammates.
And finally, Tom, let's turn just for a moment to baseball and talk to us about a heartbreaking call that was made last night.
Yeah, it was in the Detroit Tigers versus Cleveland Indians game. Detroit pitcher Armando Galarraga had a perfect game taken away on the last play of the game by a blown umpire's call. A perfect game is when the pitcher doesn't allow a player from the opposing team to get on base. There have only been 20 in Major League Baseball history. With two outs in the ninth inning, the Cleveland batter was called safe on a ground ball. He was obviously out. The umpire who made the call, Jim Joyce, watched a replay afterwards and admitted he blew it. I mean, he said it was the worst call of his career. He apologized to Galarraga. He was mortified by it. He said, I cost the kid a perfect game. And Galarraga, to his credit, accepted the apology. He told Joyce, nobody's perfect. It was a great moment of sportsmanship. Although Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm tweeted that she was issuing a proclamation declaring Galarraga indeed pitched a perfect game. There is one outcome for sure from this. There will be lots of calls for increased instant replay at Major League ballparks.
Tom, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Nice talking to you. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman.